Well, James, yeah, nice to get back to winning ways.
Yeah, tough conditions and not a straightforward night, but leave here with the 2 points, so pretty happy.
That looks a decent total of this.
Second door on the
hole. I thought we bowled really well in the first 10 overs. So I think there were 60-odd after 10. And the boundary was so small that way and the wind was so strong, you felt like they were going to target it. And I think lucky for us, they left it quite late and only really one big over from that end. So yeah, obviously gave them momentum going into the break, but I did think if we got off to a good start, a wicket was pretty good, the outfield was fast and that side was so strong, wind was so strong and the boundaries were short. Yeah, good start.
You and Riley gave the side great start, great momentum, like you did in the first two or three games.
Yeah, the games we've got off to a good start, the games we've won. I think power plays are so important. I thought, ask the guys today to try and be a bit sharp in the power play with the ball, because we've been a bit off the pace there, so really happy with the way they bowled in the power play, and then I think we were 60 or 58 off our power play, so we had a score which they had after 10 overs, so we're in a good position.
Yeah, Riley seemed to, I don't know, play with a little bit more reserve than normal. Was that deliberate?
Well, the nature of how it was going, the first few overs we didn't really chat much, and then the bowler said there was a bit of nibble, so we just tried to get ourselves in and put the bad ones away, and then, yeah, without really knowing, we just found boundaries, and that was the nature of the wicket and the boundary. So, and then after the power play, we looking at Duckworth Lewis, then there might be a bit of rain around, and just said to each other, let's tick over and put the bad ones away. And the rate was down at 8 and over, so and kept coming down, so it was really good.
More runs from you, 42 today. You're in good nick in this competition, aren't you?
Yeah, getting off to good starts, and ideally I've gone on once. Convert a couple of 30s or 40s into 70s or 80s in an ideal world, but it's going pretty well. Just need to do it for a bit longer.
There seem to be a couple of similar incidents, one with Nima Barnett, caught with a ball seemingly around about head height, and then one with you as well, pulling it in the deep. Were they similar?
Yeah, I've looked at them. They were pretty much similar. Both no balls. You don't often get umpires call it. It's quite a gutsy call, especially when it's a wicket, to call it, but they do state at the start of the game that benefit the doubt goes in the batter's favour, so I think mine was the right call and Naima Barnett's was a wrong call.
Michael Carberry coming out with the runner, what's he done?
He's done something to his hamstring fielding out on the boundary. Physio and him will assess it tomorrow, maybe get a scan or whatever and see how bad it is. Hopefully he's alright, if not we've got a couple of batters waiting in the wings, so it's a squad effort and we'll see the rest of the squad come into use.
Three games next week. Is this win tonight taking a bit of pressure off those three?
It's definitely helped. The group's so tight. I think we slipped from top four down, almost down to the bottom, and it's still like that. So it's a step in the right direction. Nice to get back to winning ways, get some confidence back in the boys. I think we've got eight out of 9 days of cricket coming up, so a good block there, and hopefully see ourselves in the quarterfinals.
It really is a momentum game, this. I mean, you've played a lot of them now. Can you put your finger on why one day Hampshire looked so fragile and yet another one like today, they look great?
Yeah, well, then the way we're trying to play, we're trying to be quite aggressive and almost, if we play well, that we're going to beat most sides out there. So occasionally it's going to go wrong. I think we almost went in our shell a little bit with the bat last. We had a few low scores and stumbled to 130. I'd rather us play aggressively and get bowled out with an over to go and get 130 with the possibility of getting a good score. So, hopefully that instills some confidence back in the boys and we can kick on from here.
Two home games next week. First one against Kent. I mean, and every side's a good side, I know, in that competition. But you never know with Kent, do you?
No, I watched them on telly last night in a high-scoring game. Yeah, like you said, every team has got good players right the way through, especially in T20, that there is no easy game. But back at home, if we can get a win there, it sets us up for the two at the back end of the week.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate. Well played.
Very well done. Cheers.